Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? As you know, the deepest love, gratitude, empathy, compassion, wholehearted understanding, and the utmost appreciation from our hearts to yours here on Divine Mind Tribe Radio on LA Talk Radio, world's most listened to internet talk radio station, which we are beyond blessed and beyond grateful to be a part of. Today's show, hopefully, will sink in to the hearts and the minds of those that are meant to hear it. As we all know, this is the time of awakening. As we all know, this is the time of change. I am your host, Davey. You can call me whatever you'd like. I am just a reflection of you. I always like to pull that card. Today's show, as you guys know, we have dedicated our lives. And when I say we've dedicated our lives, it's because we don't just talk about it. We walk the path. We live it. Talking about doing positive things for yourself and other people is very important, but living it and taking the action to be the best version of yourself for yourself, and of course via the ripple effect for your loved ones and for humanity in and of itself, has become the forefront of our priorities. Now, when I say, obviously, in dedicating our lives to raising the vibration, it doesn't just mean, you know, Sundays from 1 to 2 or when we choose to post on the Instagram, which you guys can check out at Divine Mind Tribe, or the Facebook or the Twitter, which we're not too active on those two platforms. But Instagram is our main platform. You can always direct message us. It's not just about seeing something that resonates and, you know, reposting it and then going back to living in an old dogmatic paradigm, meaning participating in things that don't necessarily resonate as much as possibly something else could resonate if you opened yourself up to it. So today's show, my dear friends, is about learning to say no when you have to, learning to put your foot down for the preservation of self, for the preservation of your family, for the preservation of your loved ones, and for the preservation, let me reiterate, of self, okay? If you're listening to the show, chances are you have a pretty solid idea of what's going on in the world right now. Now, when I say you have a solid idea, I mean you've experienced the outbreak of fear through pandemic consciousness, through lockdown consciousness, through having to alter and change your life in ways that you never thought you would have to do so in this lifetime. Now, we must understand, if we want to continue to thrive, continue to survive in a high vibrational state of consciousness, we've got to continue to grow. Now, a reoccurring theme that we choose to bring up here on the show is you never reach an endpoint with your spiritual growth. And when I say spiritual, I am not relating it or discounting in any way, shape, or form any form of religious practice. That's all spirituality. That is all you tapping into something that is from a higher dimensional perspective than what you can currently perceive. So use the tools that you have allowed yourself to embrace. Use the masters of consciousness, whether it be Buddha, whether it be Jesus, whether it be Krishna, whether it be Allah, whether it be Muhammad, no matter who or what spiritual practice you embrace, now is the time to go within, use those tools that you have been taught or that you have chose to teach yourself, and understand that you are connected on planes and dimensions and levels that you currently cannot perceive. You are connected to these energies that you pray to. You are the embodiment of these energies that you pray to. If there's ever been a circumstance in your life where you've said to yourself, "Oh, please just get me through this." Who are you saying please to? Or who are you talking to? This is what we're going to address briefly in today's show, along with a myriad of other concepts which that falls under. Okay. So now is the time. Do you understand? Everything that's happening on the planet is a form of spiritual warfare. Now, I'm not saying I guess what I'm trying to bring a bit of awareness to with today's show is for those of you that might be a bit confused as to what direction to put your energy towards, as you see things passing by so quickly. One day it's this, the next day it's this, the next day it's this, the next day it's this. Whether it's a week, whether it's a month, whether it's a year, it's accelerating at a hyper velocity, at a momentum that it's never been accelerating at before. And what is it that it's accelerating? It, the push to adapt to this new way of living. Now, shit has not hit the fan. Excuse my French, if we have, you know, any children listeners. Thankfully, you guys could probably hear my beautiful two-year-old in the living room. I'm in my home studio. She has a very loud voice, so I do have the soundproof padding up on the walls. It is, it's not baby girl proof, I'll tell you that. Thought it was going to be. So I want to thank you for being so understanding. If you do hear baby girl in the background. But it gives you a sense of rawness. You can relate to it because I'm sure that you're home listening to this as well. And if you're not, then you are in a space to where you can relate and understand that things are different. You know, when we started the show 11 years ago, we had the capability of, you know, coming into the LA Talk Radio studio. It was the first studio before, you know, we had moved location. For those of you that aren't familiar, it's been a shift for the hosts and this is on a micro level, right? To just to know that, okay, we have the accessibility to do the shows remotely. We have the accessibility to do so, right? And we have the accessibility to do the shows however we choose. But on these micro levels, the big scheme is affecting the macro is affecting the micro. So what's happening on the macro, and I'm just using that as a relatable experience for anybody that now, you know, operates from a remote location or has the choice to operate from a remote location or go into, you know, their traditional, you know, place of work or a creative expression or whatever it may be. So understand that the micro obviously affects the macro affects the micro, and the micro can absolutely and does affect the macro. They're like ripples just moving off of each other, changing each other's geometry, like, if you will. So something so macro as a pandemic, right? And then the interesting, you know, things in between, whether it be the killer bees that came and went very fast, or, you know, whether it be, you know, X amount of toilet paper rolls per family or whatever, you know, all of these things. Now, the next thing that I would like to bring a bit of awareness to for you guys is the chip. Now, there is a chip. I'm sure some of you may have heard of it. Some of you may have not. There is going to be, now keep in mind, don't let me plant anything in your consciousness or in your reality, because we get to control what we perceive. We get to control what we are a part of. We get to control what we invest our energy towards. We may have the illusion. We may have been given, we may have been birthed into a concrete matrix, which gives us the illusion that we do not have control over what we focus on, what we think, what we invest our energy towards. But we are here to tell you that you do. You have total control over what you think about, invest your energy towards, all that good stuff. So today, we would like to make you aware of the importance of tuning in to that higher consciousness, to that higher form of self. The importance, it is not so much now a luxury of having, oh, you know the classic saying. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. The classic saying is, if you don't have 15 minutes to meditate in a day, then you need, or it's something, something along the lines of, if you can't meditate, if you don't have the time within your day to meditate for 15 minutes, then find a way to meditate for 20. So what that means is, in a nutshell, if you are so busy, 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 be 24/7. You have, Dr. Wayne Dyer talked about space in between the thoughts. If you guys want to go on YouTube, that's a phenomenal piece of information, a lesson to learn, space in between your thoughts. So he talks about how source, you know, the energy of creation exists and is accessible in this space in between your thoughts. So when you're present, when you're in the moment, right? And we, an easy way to identify someone that is being present or in the moment would be look at an athlete. Okay. When the athlete is, let's say, a runner, when the runner is running a 400 meter or whatever it might be, we'll just use this as an example. Do you think he's thinking about, she is thinking about, they are thinking about what they're going to have for dinner that night, or how they're going to, you know, put food on their, put food on the table, or how they're going to keep a roof over their heads? No, they're just in the moment. They're present. They have one focus, and the focus is, how do I use what I've taught my body to do to win this race? But they're not even thinking that. When they're running, they're not even thinking, oh, I got to win, I got to win. They're just thinking, go, 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 right? The musician that is playing his music, her music, their music in such a beautiful way. We're like, you're like, oh my gosh, this is angelic. I mean, take some of the greats, whoever that might be for you, and watch them as they tune into higher consciousness by exercising their passion, exercising their joy, and then watch how the crowd reacts to their alignment. That's what we're talking about. We have got to get into alignment. We have got to focus our energy in ways that we previously did not know were accessible. There are tools, there are techniques. We've shared some of them. Last week, we talked about tools and techniques to get yourself into alignment, to shift out of fear and into the embodiment of love and joy and prosperity and happiness and an abundance of freedom and expression, especially during these times. Right now matters so much. No one has control over you, and you have control over no one. We only have control over thyself, over our individual consciousness. Do your best to become aware of how the external environment is affecting your internal state of being. If you find that there are a lot of triggers in the external environment, which lowered your consciousness into fear, do the work to cut those things out of your life. It is essential. It is essential. If you want to live a happy life, if you want to break out of the shit that they, when I say they, it's the same people that print the money. It's the same people that have galactic treaties, all that good stuff. You could look that stuff up on your own if you are interested in it. We've had shows on it. We also understand the importance of not going too deep in talking about it, because there are some things that are so sacred that cannot be spoken. So if you have the desire to receive the information, there will be an outlet for you to receive it. We are here to plant the seeds, to say, hey, you might be interested in this, you might be interested in this. Learning this, educating ourselves on this has been essential to our growth. Try it out for yourself. Let me know. Well, email me, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Do whatever you feel you would like to do, which guarantees that you operate in a higher vibrational state of consciousness, a higher state of living. meaning you are aware of the words you speak. You are aware of the things that you think about. You are aware of what it means to invest energy. Right now, I'm investing energy in reaffirming for myself to whomever may be listening in this moment or in the future, if they choose to download or re-listen to the show. This information is a vibrational equivalent to you right now. Doesn't matter where you are in the timeline, it's equivalent to you. We must find ways, techniques to embrace living the way that we know we deserve. And the only way to become a vibrational equivalent, the only way to allow yourself to break out of the same old day-to-day dogma, which is now probably turned into fear, if you don't have a solid sense of direction moving forward, if you are a bit scattered in not knowing the path of least resistance, this is why we are here. Feel free to direct message us at Divine Mind Tribe or email us at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Direct message on the Instagram. We're always here to talk, to speak. We're always here to embrace with you. We're always here to share ideas, concepts, because we understand that we are all reflections of each other. And as important as it is to disconnect from fear consciousness, it is as equally important, if not way more important, to embrace the consciousness of compassion, of humility, of saying, you know what, I do need to surrender to that higher power, whatever it is that I've chosen to believe in, whatever has proven itself to work for me, I need to invest my energy into that. And if I continue to do that, and if I continue to operate from a space of love, my holographic matrix, aka my reality, will shift into the most fantastic and beautiful manifestation of life, way more beautiful than if I were to operate from a place of fear. Because we must understand that everything that we experience, everything that we engage with, whom we engage with, what information, turn your TV off. For real, pick up a book or change the channel. Everybody, watch the news. Don't watch the news. And you're not going to be in the, you know, everyone's like, well, if I don't watch the news, then I won't be in the know. That's not true. That is not true. The news is the source of information that the powers at B that they are trying their absolute best to instill fear in the masses. That's the information they want you to know. That is a direct manipulation of your consciousness. So do your best to change the channel. Do your best to not watch the news. As difficult as it might be, it is of the utmost importance to break old patterns that do not reaffirm joy, that do not reaffirm happiness, that do not reaffirm the importance of smelling the roses, dancing in the rain, playing outside, smiling and sharing joy and kindness. The importance of eating the grapes. These are the things that we must be putting our energy towards. Start a garden. Take the time that you watch the news and say, you know what? I want to germinate some seeds. Oh, I don't know how? Well, I'm going to teach myself. Thank goodness for YouTube. Thank goodness for the internet and blockchain. Hey, there's a lot of information that you can access via blockchain as well. For those of you that aren't familiar with blockchain, go ahead, do some research. What do I do with my money? Oh, I'm worried about the economy. I'm worried about this. Look into possibly, just look into blockchain. Look it up in the, look it up. Look into possibly cryptocurrencies, right? Look into possibly self-sustainability. Things that are going to give you a sense of security. If you have the sense of security, then you don't need to watch the news, because the only reason people watch the news is because they're looking for a sense of security. They're looking for some source of information that is validated by the masses to say, okay, this is what's happening. Well, you don't need an external force or source to tell you what's happening. It's now time to allow the internal source and the internal force. As Yoda says, use the force. Use the force. So you use the force. You tune in like the Jedi, right? Does the Jedi watch news on how to beat the dark side? No. No, because he knows it's the dark side that's freaking owns all the news companies. Come on. Right? So we must find a way to live together in united harmony. Tune in back with nature. Oh my gosh. Get yourself in nature. Talk about tapping into a higher source, a higher power, regardless of religious standpoints, beliefs. It's all the same, and whatever works for you is beautiful and divine. And I will tell you right now, nature is living, breathing, existing, thinking, being. She is alive. You want to tune into a higher power, put your feet in the grass, close your eyes, get your face in the sun. Give thanks for this beautiful life. Give thanks for this time of transition. Realize that this time is what you came here for. You're just getting started. No matter what age, no matter what phase you might be in your life, no matter where you think you are, what you have told yourself that you can or cannot do, eliminate the limitations and realize that you can do, be, have, create anything and everything you so choose by dedicating your deliberate energy towards investing in it. You want to feel good? Ask yourself, well, what's a happy thought? Going out into, whether it be a community living space, whether it be your own backyard, whether it be a front yard, or no matter what, and plucking a fruit from the tree, how delicious is that? Does that sound joyful to you? All right, let's make it happen. Having deep conversations with people that stimulate your higher consciousness, people that will not just validate what the external sources of information want to keep shoving in your face, but people that will validate the internal knowingness that you feel in your heart. These are the people that we need to be surrounding ourselves with, that we need to be uniting with, really unifying, really opening ourselves up and saying, hey, I have trusted you and you have trusted me. There's mutual compassion, mutual respect, mutual understanding. We should come together, use what we have to build something great. That's what the opposing energies have done. We are in Star Wars. Like, I'm not trying to sound crazy, but y'all understand we are living in Star Wars. There are the galactic treaties. There are galactic quarantines. There are things that certain humanoid races can and cannot interfere with. It is a known fact, within government, the documents have been redacted and disclosed and all this. about, you know, nukes being shut off, like just shut down from unknown sources, like things just weaponry that has been attempted over the course of the last 100 years or whatever it may be, you know, 50 years, and shut down off. Nope, ain't gonna happen. There are forces and sources beyond our current comprehension that are guiding us, that are watching this process, that are scaling out the vibrational frequency of the masses down to the vibrational frequency of the individuals that can operate as liaisons to help the masses in embracing and realizing new ways of living, new states of consciousness. But to do so, we must inject ourselves, inject, weird, don't inject yourself with anything. Especially, you know, these very odd vaccines. I'm not here to talk about them. I'm here to bring awareness to say, don't say yes. Look into it first. Do your research. Don't say yes right away. Nobody knows what's best for you but you. A doctor only knows the information that he's been given, or she's been given, or they've been given. And a doctor will only give you, although the doctor wants to help and do the best that they can, how can someone give you accurate information when they have been studying misinformation for years? And the reason why I say misinformation is because in this Western culture, if you are living in this Western culture, then the approach to medicine is completely based on the biological relationship that, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is the West deliberately, Western information, whether it be medicine, technology, whether it be education, every single aspect of Western education, they have manipulated the information to extract the vibrational aspect of it, extract the quantum aspect. When you take out the quantum, when you take out, you have the yin and the yang, you have the physical and the non-physical. When you take one of those out, everything is out of balance. All of a sudden, you convince yourself that you're just this meat machine, just this chunk of meat that's like walking around and just making money and just wants, you know, I have emotion, but I have to do the. You're way more than that. You're way more than that. And any great philosopher will tell you that. Any great bodhisattva, master, yogi, sage, teacher of any sorts, especially from the Eastern cultures, will confirm for you in the same way that you've confirmed for yourself, possibly the opposite. They will confirm for you. Yes, no, there is energy. You can feel it. I mean, there's videos on YouTube of not just like one or two or three or four, countless people that have learned the power of actually balancing their chi, their yin and their yang energies. And they're capable of setting a piece of paper on fire, like newspaper. They'll crumble it up. And of course, a lot of people, oh, it's a hoax. Oh, it's CGI. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. That's fine. Believe that if you want. Or you can study the Eastern philosophy that they say that they have studied. And you look at these people, you're like, no, this is real stuff. Now, one of my favorite shows, which oddly got taken off the air, was Stan Lee's Superhumans. Now, I understand Stan Lee passed away, but they still could have a show, something like, you know, showing the actual superpowers that people have access to. This show, Stan Lee's Superhumans, I'm sure that if you go on any streaming website, you know, go ahead, type it in, see what you can find. I mean, it's all over YouTube as well. Stanley Superhumans, you want to see, you want to stretch your belief of what the human mind is capable of? Watch a couple episodes of Stan Lee's Superhumans. It will prove to you that by tapping into a higher source of energy, by tapping into something greater than just being a physical meat machine, can allow you access by tapping into something greater than just being this physical meat machine, will allow you and grant you access to higher states of consciousness, which give you the ability to activate not just the five senses, but 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The senses go on and on and on and on and on and on. It's to what degree are we capable of embracing our quantum nature? And then how much of that quantum nature in relationship to the physical world do we feel comfortable enough with surrendering to? Because we have been taught to do the opposite. We have been told to do the opposite. Why do you think that before, I'll just use this as an example, psilocybin is the active ingredient in what most people would refer to as magic mushrooms. Now, magic mushrooms, right, psilocybin, have been around. They have been able to date, the existence of these thousands and thousands. I mean, before humankind, right, these mushrooms that contain what is known as psilocybin have been around since before human beings, okay? Or at least from what history has told us. So why is it that before, I mean, we're talking like a year before, the propaganda of saying these are drugs, these are Schedule I drugs, these are bad, they have no medicinal benefits, they are nothing but horrendously terrible for you, do not do them, and by the way, if you decide to do them or have access to them or have them, have access to them, then we will penalize you, if not cage you up. Okay. Before all that propaganda, do you know that there were multiple studies of war veterans using psilocybin? Now, this has been going on since the 50s. It treated depression. It treated PTSD. It treated anxiety. It brought a sense of oneness, right? You can watch some of these documentaries. It brought a sense of oneness back into the hearts and the minds of the people that were so traumatically disturbed due to experiencing terrible and horrendous events. Now, when they saw the research and the studies of people talking about being connected to this higher source, being connected to this oneness, this feeling of oneness, they knew exactly what that was and exactly what it was doing. It was opening people up, and they had to close it off because they do not, they, right? When I say they, I'm once again referring to the sources of energy that oppose your freedom, the sources of energy that wish to take away your joy and wish to instill you with fear. That's who I, when I say they, okay? They knew, wow, these things can really open people up and give them information that we do not want them having. Because if they have this information, then they can, they won't have to be dependent upon an external government. They won't have to be dependent on externally surviving to and through a centralized form of control. Because they will realize, oh shit, we've had the control this whole time. Oh my gosh, we have the power within us. And then they start attracting things that are phenomenal. They bring the energy of heaven here to earth. Oh, we can't have that. Now, what do you think is going on right now? There is spiritual warfare. What I mean by that is, do you know what the most valuable thing in the entire cosmos is? The most valuable commodity in the entire cosmos is consciousness. It's not gold. It's not even time. It's consciousness. Do you understand? Every ad, every form of propaganda, quadrillions, quintillions, sextillion of dollars. You want to talk amounts? You want to talk dollar amounts? Infinite amounts of money have been invested into making the masses believe certain things that may not serve them. But the thing is, they've constructed this society which people need. They require external validation. So due to their requirement of external validation, they're going to sway towards what the collective consciousness is doing, thinking, accepting, so on and so forth. So it's been spiritual warfare for a long time, but the veil is now lifted. There is no more time. They are running out of time because the vibrational frequencies of this planet are raising to such a degree that if you are allowing yourself to crystallize your consciousness in a fifth dimensional state, you will not be able to perceive fear, shadow energy, people we call them energy vampires, right? People that try to just take your energy for no reason whatsoever. You know, like someone that's just going to start shit with you for no reason. Someone that's going to bring something up from the past that has absolutely no correlation to the present, just to make you feel a certain way, just to trigger an old slew of thoughts that don't make you feel good. We call these people energy vampires. You will not be a vibrational equivalent to experiencing any of this. No fear, only love, only excitement and drive and passion and joy, which the universe has yielded to you, not just one, not two, not three, but infinite pathways for you to experience on so many different levels. It all starts with you opening yourself up to new ways of perceiving this human experience. Check this out, guys. Go on YouTube, type in Ralph Smart. He's awesome. I've been listening to this guy for a really long time, and actually, I had the great pleasure of, through Divine Mind Tribe, connecting with him a few years ago, back in the day. And it was the community, the conscious community was coming together to do some global meditation, stuff like that. What a phenomenal individual. He has blown up on YouTube, and the information that he shares is really on point. I really highly suggest, you know, and it's also current. He does videos every single day. You know, another great speaker, Abraham Hicks, is absolutely phenomenal. But if you guys want really current stuff, like, okay, how do I deal with the shit that's going on today? What direction do I put my energy towards? How do I shift out of fear and into joy and kindness and love? How do I shift myself back into the feeling of just, smell the roses and dangle my feet in the sand? How do I shift back into that feeling, even if I don't have accessibility to roses or sand? How do I just shift into it? Listen to Ralph Smart. Listen to some of the stuff he has to say. A lot of the information that I'm sharing with you guys is pulled and honored and respectfully sourced by our dear brother Ralph Smart. His YouTube channel is Infinite Waters. Really, really cool. If you want some good information, go there. Check it out. Listen to it. Tap into the stuff he has to say. Tap into yourself. Surrender any old belief systems, thought patterns, ways of life that did not serve your joy, that do not serve your joy. If you in your heart feel like there might be a better way to approach something, once again, go within. Do your best to understand that internalizing, going within, as opposed to looking outside, as opposed to getting validation from the exterior sources. Internalizing to get the information is the way. You know, Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about the late Dr. Wayne Dyer, who changed the fabric of this matrix through his joy and his embodiment of life and power and empowerment and love and compassion and gratitude. He lived by the Tao. For those of you that are not familiar with the Tao Te Ching, check it out. T-A-O. T-E-C-H-I-N-G. Tao Te Ching. If you can embrace some of the information that the Tao really talks about, this is the same information that all these speakers, including myself, pull from to share with you. Whoever you are, if you're listening, you are a vibrational equivalent to this information. Doesn't matter what time this was recorded and what time you're listening. If you are hearing this, it's for a reason. And I'm here to tell you that you are loved, you are cared for, you are appreciated. You have the potential to do, be, have, create, absorb anything that you feel makes you a better, greater, more gratitude-centered, compassionately centered being. That's what this is all about, guys. You have the power. You make the choices, you call the shots for your own reality. There is less than a minute left on the show. With that, we're going to wrap up a couple seconds early and say all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, laughter, deliberate thinking, deliberate speaking, become deliberate in everything that you do. Take action with deliberate intent. Be mindful, not mindless. Be mindful of everything that you say, everything that you think about, everything that you do, because it is manifesting in your matrix at a hyper speed, at a velocity that we never previously had access to. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. I'm your host, Davey, and I'm going to share with you that you are loved beyond comprehension. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to embrace. It's in the air. As our dear brother Ralph Smart would say, he starts, he goes, breathe in that good-ass prana. That's right. So breathe in the blissful energy that surrounds you and flows to you and through you with effortlessness and ease. You are compassion. You are abundance. You are thankful. You are thanked. You are thanked by your higher self for doing this work. And timeless beings are with you, guiding you, assisting you, honoring your process, lighting up the path of of least resistance. Walk the path of least resistance. All right, guys. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you so much. And we will see you next Sunday. Make sure to check us out on Instagram at Divine Mind Tribe. Feel free to direct message us anytime, or you can always email us at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Love you with all of our hearts and stay on a high vibration. Thank you, guys. Mwah. Peace.